Now, in Major League Baseball, rapper Nelly decided to cross that bridge and rep the Kansas City Royals. You know, he told TMZ since his Cardinals were eliminated, the Show Me State is still in the building. Mm. Question is, for how long? Giants over the Royals last night, game one, the World Series 7-1, game two today. And we do know, according to history, win the first one, and it's most likely you will win it all. A Little League pitching sensation, 13-year-old Monet Davis, was the star of a Chevy ad directed by Spike Lee, which aired last night during the World Series. You know, highlighting her super summer, being the first pitcher to pitch a shutout in the Little League World Series history. Well, the best part of this story is that she didn't compromise her amateur status by getting paid by Chevy for that ad. So the NCAA is starting to loosen up a little bit, just in case if she plans on attending college. Money Mayweather lost $20,000 on the Houston Texans on Monday Night Football. Told TMZ he won't lose anything on the World Series because just not into baseball. Hey, it's Ray Rice versus the Ravens. But first, Cowboys cut Michael Sam from the practice squad as injured players began to return. It was really just about a numbers thing. Now, Sam did take to Twitter to thank Jerry Jones, the Cowboys, family, friends, and fans, and said he plans to show everybody that he can play every Sunday. According to several reports, Ray Rice filed a grievance against his former team, Baltimore Ravens, for terminating his contract following the release of the footage from inside the elevator. Of course, he was originally given 2 games by the league, and that too will be appealed because he was given a lifetime ban. We do know, according to NBC, that the hearing date will be November 5th or the 6th. So we'll see. I believe he has a case, and I believe he will win both. I really do. Now, we do know he won't, under any circumstances, play for the Ravens again. He can forget about that. Hey, Serena Williams is rocking 323 diamonds. Yeah.
What?
But first, Deshaun Jackson of the Burgundy and Gold reportedly is wearing $1,000 cleats when he takes the field. Get this. That's said to be the new thing now. Now, Souls by Sir has customized cleats not only for Jackson, but for Reggie Bush and also Terrell Suggs. According to this dude, he did 300 pair last year.
They make you make touchdowns?
Well, I mean, it just make you look
can't
good.
Help them win.
Well, you know, with the league, you know, the league is so strict about what you can wear. This guy is actually making it cool, and you're also still in compliance with the league policy. So that's a good thing. Lastly, Serena Williams, she has something to show that mean little Russian lady who referred to her and her sister as boys in so many words. How about her brand new 18-karat gold watch? Now get this, 323 diamonds. They're saying the cost, $75,000.
Wow.
Now she can afford it. I mean, that's Serena Williams.
That's nothing for Serena.
It's nothing. But, you know, I'll take out on a date.
How does that make her not a boy, though, like the ladies?
What do you mean? Come on.
I'm not saying, how does that hit her, the Russian lady?
Because she can't afford it. Hello.
You don't know?